Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Two New Guys Wedding Film Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jay Alisea, alongside with my friend, Andre Gallia.
Hey, guys, this is Andre Gallia. I'm just really excited to be able to be here with you guys and talk about our experiences. But yeah, Jay, I think you do such a great job just introducing ourselves, but I'm very excited to be able to be here to talk with everyone, and yeah.
So what I thought we could do, Andre, is maybe just give the listeners just a brief introduction about who we are and a little bit about our businesses. So you want me to go first, or you want to go first?
You can go first, Jay.
All right, I'll go first. So my name is Jay Alisea, and I am a wedding filmmaker based out of Long Island, but I service the Hudson Valley region of New York. So I guess you can say the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, but I really enjoy working in the Hudson Valley, if any of you guys are familiar with it. I am in my second year of business, I guess I would say my second full year of business, and I do this only on a part-time basis. I am not full-time, I have a full-time job. So let's just start with that, Andre. How about you?
Yeah, so I'm also a wedding videographer here in the Hudson Valley. And first of all, I just wanted to let the listeners know that I do have an accent. And for some reason, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Just bear with me, and I'm trying my best. And Jay's here to help me out, do the translation.
It's interesting that you say bear with me, Andre, because there are a lot of bears here in New York State. You do live in the mountains, and there are a lot of bears around here. I live closer to the city. There are no bears.
Oh yeah, that's true. There's I do see some bears in the area. But yeah, I'm just really excited. And you know, if again, like what I said, if I'm not making sense, or my accent or what I'm trying to explain doesn't make sense, Jay's got my back. But yeah, going back to Jay, what Jay had asked me, where I'm a wedding videographer here in the Hudson Valley. This is my second year in business, like Jay as well, but we have a different story on like how we started. I was a nursing student. I've been in college for 6 years, and after the six, you know, after college, I graduated as a nurse. And here I am doing something I love. And once I graduated last year, I pretty much took the leap of faith and followed something I was passionate about, which is wedding videography. And here I am now, meeting awesome people like Jay. He's a wedding filmmaker, and sharing the passion that we love to do. And yeah, hope that makes sense.
I just wanted to cough, just give a break. And then we'll edit this out, okay? So now I'll say, I'm going to come back because my throat is really dry. Yeah, that's so cool, Andre. I think it's so funny that you went to nursing school, which is very difficult. I went through some professional training myself, and I know how difficult nursing school can be to then come out and not get a job. But I think it's awesome that you're following your passion. So let's go into a little bit about what this podcast is about. So I thought that it would be a great idea. I'm sorry, Andre. We thought it would be a great idea to have a podcast where, as two newer guys in the wedding film industry, we wanted to share our journey with you. We wanted to share some of the things that we struggle with, as many other younger and newer wedding filmmakers struggle with. We wanted to share our wins and some of the successes and big moments that we have, share some of our losses and things that are difficult for us, as well as sharing some of the strategies for growth and development that we are picking up along the way from each other, as well as other more seasoned wedding filmmakers in the business.
Yeah, I totally, you know, yeah, we're here to share our journey and, you know, learn from other wedding videographers that have been doing this for a while. And I guess the priority here is to share our journey and share our success and fails, just because this is, you know, we're still new in this game and we don't know a lot. You know, we're learning, and that's the goal. Like, we want to learn throughout this journey, and we're just really excited to be able to share our journey with you guys.
Yeah, definitely. So, sorry, I'm going to ask you, Andre. I'm talking to editor Andre right now on the microphone. Sorry, Andre. Yeah, so I think it's important also to mention who this wedding film podcast is for. Us being two newer guys, obviously we are not speaking directly to the well-seasoned and more senior wedding filmmakers. All you guys out there who are listening to this, for sure, we definitely appreciate the support if you jump in on this journey with us. But really, this podcast is directed more towards the newer wedding filmmaker. And when I say newer, I mean more like the first year to maybe fourth or fifth year, right? So I don't expect, I mean, I hope that we grow and develop over the next several years, but I think that in the grand scheme of things, even like your fourth or fifth year, still growing, still developing your business and still learning things about business and videography, you know, I think I will be doing that. So I think this podcast is definitely directed at the wedding videographer who is on the newer side.
So let me ask you this, Jay. How did you come up with the number 1 to 5 years, you know?
I don't know. 5 just seems like a round number, and maybe I don't expect to know much more in 5 years, but I hope I learn more in the next 3 years, which makes 5. But yeah, you know, I was listening to another popular wedding film podcast in the industry, and I heard a guest on one of the podcasts talk about not really knowing who his ideal client was until year 5 or 6. And I was listening to it not too long ago, and it really struck me. Because I feel like, wow, I'm not really clear on who my ideal client is. And here is a giant in the industry, somebody who, you know, I look up to and a lot of other people look up to. And, you know, they didn't realize and they didn't understand who they wanted to serve until year 5. And so maybe that number just got in my head subconsciously, but That's a story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, year 5. I feel like it could even take longer than the year 5 to find your ideal clients, and maybe it might take longer. You know, 10 years. But I feel like overall, I mean, you know, I feel like one of the biggest name in the wedding industry. I feel like they're still learning up to this day, even though they've been doing this for, you know, more than 10 years. So I feel like, you know, we're always learning. And yeah, I was just curious where you got that year 5, because it sounded really good. Well, year 5, okay. I wonder where you got that, but yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, I think I really got it from that prominent wedding filmmaker. But certainly, as I mentioned before, you know, this podcast is aimed at newer wedding videographers, mm-hmm. and we're here to kind of be an open book and share with you our knowledge. And also, we're open. We want information, right? So, again, this is to the more senior videographers. We hope to get some of you on our podcast. We hope to interview some of the bigger names in wedding videography and have you as a guest on our podcast and provide advice to us as well as our listeners for all the things that you do great and that we can learn from. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that we hope to do on this show is to invite some names. And it doesn't necessarily have to be big names, just other people who are also growing and developing and can provide advice to the community here at Two New Guys.
Yeah, I'm very excited, Jay. And yeah, I'm just, you know, being a part of this, sharing our journey and sharing journey from with other creatives or, you know, the wedding industry people that's been doing this for a while. Like, we're just really excited for the journey. But yeah, why don't you start off, Jay, about, like, you know, what do we have for topics?
Well, one thing that we forgot to talk about was how we met. Okay. So before we went on the air, I said to you, oh, so are we going to discuss how we met? And you said, well, no, let's just do it live. Let's just do it. So, Andre, how did we meet?
Yeah, so how we met. Well, first of all, I think from how I remembered it, we were on a Facebook group, very famous Facebook group, the How to Film Weddings. And I believe I saw your name there popped out. And it was Hudson, maybe it was Jason Alicia, or so maybe I found you online somewhere, your name, it sounds very familiar, until I found you through Instagram, and it was Hudson Filmer, I believe. So yeah, so I'm in I am based in the Hudson Valley, and I was just looking for other videographers in the area, and I was just curious who it would be. And the first thing I saw was Hudson Filmer. And once I saw Jay's profile, oh my God, this guy is legit. He was wearing a tux, right? It was like a white white formal shirt, and yeah, I know. And it's like Hudson Filmer, and I think he has a tie, and he does like work here in the Hudson Valley. But for first, no offense, Jay, the first impression I have from you, this guy is like a corporate wedding videography business here in the Hudson Valley. So, and then there, I was able to connect with you through Instagram, and we talked, and somehow we just, you know, kept talking since then. Is that how you remember?
So I don't remember wearing a tuxedo in my profile picture. Of any of my social media profiles, but I remember I think we met in the How to Film Weddings Facebook group, and then yeah, I think it led to a connection on Instagram, and then I saw, because you're using your proper name on Facebook, and then I saw your Instagram name was Hudson Valley Creative, and I think I had the same reaction, like, well, similar reaction. I saw Hudson Valley, and my initial thought, I have to admit this to you, Andre, I don't think I ever told you this, that I was like, oh man, another guy that has my name. This is not good. This is like competition. I think we should let the listeners know, how long have we been friends before we started this show? Like a year? This was about a year ago?
Yeah, I believe a year, yeah. 1 year.
So I would say like maybe summer of 2021 or spring of 2021, something like that. Like a little bit more than a year. We've known each other. We've grown a friendship, talking about our businesses and trying to help each other with shooting tips, editing tips, business tips, just sharing information. And as much of the wedding education that you'll hear all over the place is that we are community, and there isn't a competition thing. Mm-hmm. I never really considered competition as a thing, actually, until I saw you, Andre, and then we became like friendly immediately, and then I really began to understand like this is really not a competition. Yeah, we have the same name or similar name. We service the same region of New York State, which is beautiful, by the way, and kind of a similar client, but yet I still felt more value out of like being friends with you and learning from you and sharing my tips with you. And, like, that was more valuable to me than like viewing you as a competitor. So. And in terms of your profile picture, I had the opposite impression. So you had in your profile, you have like a t-shirt and you're holding a camera and you're smiling. And I thought, this guy is the opposite of corporate. He is super casual. He is really like a California laid back vibe. And I was like, that's not my vibe, but I dig it. I definitely, I dig this vibe. And maybe I've always thought that dressing up means you'll take me more seriously, but and I don't remember wearing a tuxedo, but I definitely remember thinking you're a super casual, but you had really beautiful films, and I said, okay.
Yeah. And going back from, meeting each other before, me as a person, I've never seen, I've never been a competitive person, like meaning like if I see another wedding videography business, I never see them as a competition. I see them more as a, you know, opportunity to connect with each other and learn together and grow together. You know, I never see it that way. But yeah, that's so funny. When you saw my profile picture, I was this laid back, you know, that's the feeling that you were getting. And that's one of the important, that's the reason why I put more of a more laid back or, you know, more smiling in my profile picture, because I didn't want people to take me seriously. Like what you said, I guess wearing a suit or, you know, makes an impression if you're very serious. But for me, the reason why I put that was because that's my brand, where, you know, I want people to see me as a laid back guy that smiles a lot. And I think, you know, that's the reason why I put that. Yeah. And then Jay, you know, it was completely the opposite. So were you wearing a suit then, Jay, or?
Honestly, I don't remember, but you know, I think the listeners should also know that so we met in person for the first time only like 2 weeks ago or a week ago. I think it was a week ago that we actually met in person. And, you know, I know this is a common thing where people are friends online and have never met in person before. But we met, like, I guess just over a year after we met online, we met in person. You came out to Long Island to film a wedding and you asked me. It was kind of a last minute thing. Mm-hmm. And I said I was available to second shoot, and we met, and yeah, it was a good experience. And certainly I was like, am I going to wear my tuxedo or am I going to wear a t-shirt to go to this wedding? But I wore something in between, and it worked out okay.
Yeah. And it's such a great experience when you do know this, someone that's someone second shooting for you, and it's your friend, you know, it's not someone random that you've never talked before. And it was such a great experience working with Jay on one of my weddings. And you know, he was really great. You know, it was very, he knows what I need, and he was very, you know, I just trusted him pretty much, you know, getting the shots that I need. And it was such a great time. The wedding was in Long Island, and the couple was great. We all had a great time. And you know, I know Jay, your background, you work for other big companies as a second shooter. I'd love, you know, like your experiences. I kind of wanted to know like how different it was shooting under me compared to this bigger company.
Yeah, so I've worked for a couple of large companies in the past couple of years, really mostly last year. And shooting for these big companies has its pluses and minuses. So if any of you newer folks are considering working for any of these companies, certainly I would say you need to view it as not a monetary gain, because these large companies are not going to pay you very well. But what you will gain is a lot of experience, because you'll be thrown into a variety of different scenarios. Some are going to be easier to work than others. Some will be a very lavish and upscale event, and others will be kind of on the lower end or lower budget end. And you know, maybe they blew a lot of their budget on photo and video with this large, you know, national brand. But certainly, what's different about it is, you know, you're meeting the bride and groom for the first time, literally with a camera in your hand saying, oh, hi, are you so-and-so? I'm Jason, the videographer. And so same thing with the groom. You're meeting these people for the first time, and it's kind of an awkward thing. And so for my business at Hudson Filmer, I really like to get to know my couples. And so I was still running my own weddings, having my own weddings alongside working, you know, mixing in these large contract weddings. And so that's a big difference when you're working with someone that you know personally, that you've built, you know, a relationship with a couple over a few months or several months, kind of grooming them and prepping them for what's going to happen on their big day, at least from, you know, from the video perspective, and to some degree from for photo perspective too, you know, walking in cold and just meeting someone for the first time and not knowing their vibe, and they don't really know or trust you so much. So it's different, but as I said before, you get a ton of experience working in a variety of different situations and with a variety of different people. I've worked with some guys that I met. I was always a first shooter with these companies, and I was always, you know, assigned a second shooter. And sometimes the second shooter was really great, and I was, you know, I had to kind of tell him what to do, and I was the lead person, and so that's good. But then there were other times where the second shooter who was assigned was less than optimal, and like they would showed up with one battery, or they had like shorts on and sneakers, and I was dressed in formal wear. So, you know, again, you're not going to get paid a lot, but you're going to work in a variety of scenarios with a variety of different clients and different like photographers and videographers. So it is like a boot camp for newer wedding videographers.
That must be so funny, having to, you know, work with someone that were wearing shorts. I can imagine the first impression of the you know, working with a second shooter with on weddings that you have. And, you know, coming back to, you know, for me, I never second shot for someone else. I've started my business just working myself as the boss, but I've never second shot for someone else. So it was kind of like, it was weird how I started. It was different how I started out, because I think if I second shot for a big company, I think it could have went better that way, because I will learn before I have mistakes. But yeah, I started my business a year ago, and it's me pretty much being the lead shooter, and I built my business from just going to my couple's wedding and learning from, you know, learning any mistakes, and I just learned from it. But yeah, I think, yeah, I was just curious, because I know you work for bigger companies, Jay, and, you know, it must be, you know, you probably encounter two different situations of, you know, who you're working with. But yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, so it really was an experience. It's something I definitely, I'm trying to think if I would recommend doing it. I think I would. You know, I guess you have to kind of figure out if a company is reputable. There are some companies out there that are reputable and pay their shooters in a timely fashion. And there are others that don't pay in a timely fashion and do some pretty unethical things, which is not cool from a business perspective, but also leaves kind of a bad taste in your mouth as a creative, as a shooter, as a filmmaker, you know, a camera person, camera operator. And so, you know, definitely do your research. We hope to build a community here where we can, you know, tell you, hey, this company is okay to work for, or maybe you should stay away from that company. Again, we don't want to do too much bashing on this show of any companies or any creatives or photographers. Certainly, we don't want to bash on this show. But certainly, there are certain companies that are heads and shoulders and superior to others in terms of the way their human resources work and the way they treat their shooters and the way they pay their shooters. So yeah, we'll definitely come up with some recommendations. But I think in terms of, you know, letting the listeners know about the different things that we recommend, I think we're going to need some help. And so what we hope to do is bring on, as I mentioned before, bring on some guests who are experts at branding. I know, Andre, you were just talking about branding, and that's a super important thing to get started with early, at least something to be aware of, and, you know, as well as all of the other parts of being a wedding filmmaker, like the business end, as well as, you know, shooting techniques on, like, while you're on a wedding day, like on the actual site. So these are some of the things that we hope to bring to you guys. Andre, do you have anything else before we close it down?
Yeah, I'm just very excited to share our journey, because you know, this is all new to us, and knowing people that are passionate about what they're doing is such a great feeling to know someone like that. And also just, you know, I feel like seeing someone, the best thing I want to do is to see someone succeed, and knowing that I helped them and helping each other. And I think it's the best feeling to be able to see someone, you know, succeed. I'm learning. I want to see people around me succeed, and also me, I want to succeed and create a more sustainable business, because I love doing what I'm doing. And that's why I took the leap of faith last year, graduated from a nursing school, and then just took on weddings full time. And, you know, I want to learn as much as I can, learn from other creative vendors. And coming back from earlier, no, it's not competition. It's all about helping each other out. And me and Jason, we're in a point of our life where we're still starting out. We're both new in the business. We're not, you know, we haven't been doing this for more than 5 years, like Jay, his favorite number. But, you know, we're just very excited. I'm glad I was able to meet Jay, who is in the same spot as me. We're sharing the same passion. And yeah, I'm just really excited to share our journey.
Well, I'm glad you're excited, Andre, and we have a lot more to get to. So I hope that you folks will tune in to episode 2 and 3 and so on and so forth, and join us on this journey. So that's it for us. We are signing out, and I will see you in the next episode.